بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأرحم. إلهي، أنا عبد أتنسل إليك مما كنت أواجهك به من قلة استحيائي من نظرك، وأطلب العفو منك. إلهي، لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك، وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك، ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة إلهي، انظر إلي نظر من ناديته فأجابك، واستعملته بمعونتك فأقاءك. يا قريبا لا يبعد عن المغتر به، ويا جوادا لا يبخل عن من رجا ثوابا. إلهي، هب لي قلبا يدنيه منك شوقه، ولسانا يرفع إليك صدقه، ونظرا يقربه منك حقه. إلهي، من تعرف بك غير مجهول، ومن لاذ بك غير مخذول، ومن أقبلت عليه غير مملول. قد لذت بك يا إلهي، فلا تخيب ظني من رحمتك، ولا تحجبني عن معرفتك. إلهي، أقمني في أهل ولايتك مقام من رجا زيادة من محبتك. إلهي، لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك. Before I translate this phrase of Munajat, I would like to raise an introduction concerning this phrase of Dua and Munajat. Whatever we want to do and want to commit it, we need to agent, we need to element, we need two things by which we can commit whatever we want to do. First of all, we need energy, we need power by which we can commit whatever we want to do. If you want to move a stone from one place to another, you should have enough power and energy so enables you to move this stone, heavy stone, from this place to another place, from this point to another point. This is in material thing. In immaterial thing and in spirituality also, whatever we want to do, we need power. We should have enough power and energy to do that immaterial thing. If you want to think, thinking also is something. You need power. You need energy. If you want to concentrate in Allah, in His mercy, if you want to concentrate during your salat, you need power, you need energy. So, without that, you can't concentrate in your salat, in your dua, in whatever you want to do. When you want to go to Mecca, inshallah, and do tawaf around the Kaaba, you should concentrate only in tawaf. How you can concentrate? By energy, by power. Otherwise, your mind will go whatever he wants to go. Sometimes we go to your business, sometimes we go to your country, your town, your house, sometimes we go to whatever you did before. But if you want to concentrate in something, you should have enough power and related power and energy to that thing which you want to do it. This is first. The second thing which we needed is knowledge. We should have knowledge concerning the thing which we want to do it. If you want to move one stone from one point to another point, you should have knowledge. So without knowledge, how you can move it from this place to another place? I don't mean by knowledge, for example, physics or mathematics or something else. No, you should know what you want to do. Otherwise, if you don't know what you want to do, never you can move a stone from one place to another place. Only you look at the stone. You don't know what you should do. Sometimes somebody asks you to do something, but you will not show what he asked you to do. Only you look at him. Or he asks you, please bring for me a glass of water, or for instance, take this stone, move it from this place to another point. But you are not sure what he told you. What you will do? You don't have knowledge. So you will not do anything about it. You will not do anything. So we need two things. One, enough energy or power. Second, knowledge concerning that thing which we want to do it. Now, when we want to do ibadah, worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, any type of worship in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we should have these two elements, these two things. One, enough power. Second, knowledge. Usually we do have knowledge and enough knowledge concerning the what we want to do. For instance, we want to do our ibadah, we want to do dhikr, we want to do tawaf, we want to recite Holy Quran. We do have enough knowledge concerning this issue. There is no doubt about it, and we don't need to explain about it. But the most important thing is power, energy. Our desires take us towards evil, towards badness. Whatever I want to do, I have some barriers. I have prevention from doing goodness, because my desires is take me, my desires are taking me from doing good. All the time call upon me to be laziness when it's the time of worshiping Allah, when it's the time of giving charity, sadaqah, when is the time of doing good, when is the time of listening to my father or my mother, when is the time I'm visiting my father or my mother. My desire said, no, you have enough time. Wait, you have enough time. Now you are busy, you should do so and so. So this power prevents me to do goodness in my life. But if I could get stronger power than my desires, than previous power, I will overcome my desire and I can commit whatever I want to do. For instance, when you hear that reciting of salawat has a lot of reward and thawab hereafter, and Allah will give you so and so and so. Directly and automatically you recite salawat. There is no any barrier to prevent you from reciting of salawat, because this is easy. Yes, you have some desires that which will prevent you to recite salawat, but you have second power which encourage you and push you towards committing this type of worship. But sometimes the second power is not enough strong to encourage us or push us towards the committing of what we want to do. For instance, this is all the time happened to me. I remember I wanted to offer and say my nafilatul layl. I couldn't wake up myself. I was turning on the alarm clock. For instance, at 3 o'clock, 3 a.m. When alarm clock was turning on, I wake up. I should go to say my salat, nafilatul layl, to do my ablution, and after that to come for salat. But I was telling to myself, oh, now I'm too tired. I'm feeling asleep. I was turning off again my alarm and I continued my sleep. And I was sleeping. Why? Although I had enough knowledge concerning the nafilatul layl, I had enough encouragement to do nafilatul layl, but I wasn't committed. Because I need power. I had one power which prevents me from committing nafilatul layl, namaz shab. But I need second power which should be more stronger than first power. The second power, my second power, was very weak. But some other people like you have second power which is very strong to do that one. This is a very good example. We don't have a second power. Or our second power, we have it, but is not enough strong to push me up from my bedroom towards the bathroom and I do my ablution, and after that I will come and do my nafilatul layl. This is our situation. Now, concerning our life, we have these two types of power. One push us towards badness, towards sin, towards disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we want to take off ourselves from this position, from this situation, we should have enough power and energy to overcome the first power and first energy. Now we say to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, oh my God, first time I didn't have enough power to move from my situation to second situation, from my disobedience to obedience, from committing sin to obey you. I didn't have this type of power, but you granted me, you gave it me, so I thank you, and I would like to ask you to take me in second situation, in second position forever. Here in the Munajat, in this phrase, we use term hawl. You know, when you want to stand up in your prayer, you say, بِحَوْلِ اللَّهِ وَقُوَّتِهِ أَقُومُ وَأَقْعُدُ. By power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, by power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, I stand up and I'm sitting. بِحَوْلِ اللَّهِ. Why? This is always mustahab, it's not wajib to say. But all the time we mention this dhikr. Why? Because we want to say, we want to declare to Allah to express that, oh my God, if I'm committing my salah, if I do ruku' or sujood, if I'm standing, I'm standing up. This is because of your power which you gave it to me. Otherwise, without your power, I couldn't offer, I couldn't say my salah, I couldn't stand up, I couldn't sit, I couldn't do sujood, I couldn't do ruku'. Ilahi, لم يكن لي حول. I didn't have, oh my Lord, I was not strong enough at the first time to move away from your disobedience. Because I had a lot of desires, I had a lot of power which were preventing me from coming to you. They were barrier. Oh my Lord, I was not enough, strong enough to move away from your disobedience. Except when you awaken me to your love. Except when you take me towards your love. When you awake me towards your love. So, I was exactly as you wanted me to be. I am thankful to you for introducing me to your kindness and purging me, my heart, of the impurities of being. Here we say, oh my God, you took me from my first position to second position, from disobedience to obedience, from evil to goodness, from committing sin to obey you, by your power, which you gave it to me. How Allah gave me this power actually is not jab, or the, is not something with out of our hand. So we say, if Allah gave me this power, so I can obey Him. If Allah doesn't give me this power, I can't obey Him. No, it's not the situation. Allah did something to me, which He introduced to me His love, His mahabba. How? There are three possibilities of this phrase. How Allah introduced His love to me, that I could move from first position, from first situation to second situation. First of all is that Allah تبارك وتعالى لمحب وعيقظتني لمحبتك. Wake me up by your love. This means that by His mercy towards me, by His grace towards me, by His blessing towards me, He took me from first situation to second situation. But who took me? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He blessed on me. By His grace towards me, He took me from my first situation to second situation. This is fine. The second possibility is that no, Allah didn't take me out from my first situation to second situation, but He introduced to me His love. How? He told me that I love you, you are my servant, You are my abd. You are my creature. When I realized that Allah loves me, I went towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you show to your son that you love him, and he realized that you love him exactly, and whatever you do, you will do for your his benefit, he will come to you fastly. But if all the time you are angry with him, and you are angry with him, you show to him your anger, he will not come to you. So you should show to him that, oh my son, I love you, I like you, I like you. Even we have in some riwayah, in some hadith, if you love somebody, you like somebody, we have in hadith, you should tell him. You should tell him that I love you, that I like you. Exactly if it is your son, is your relative, or your family. Tell him, I love you, I love you. Why? Because takes them towards you. They will obey you. Because this is second this possibility that Allah show to us His love means, introduce to us His love means that Allah told us, I love you. Third possibility is that, no, Allah didn't take us from the first position to second position. And He didn't tell us that He loves us. But He told me, you should love me. عَيْقَبْتَنِي لِمَحَبَّتِهِ means, oh my servant, oh my people, oh my creature, you should love me. When I realized that I should love Allah, from that time I stopped to commit any time of sin. From that time I started to come towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because I should love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you love somebody, you don't disobey him, but you obey him. All the time you will go to him. We have a poem from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. Says, تعصي الإله وأنت تظهر حبه هذا محال في الفعال بديه لو كان حبك صادقا لأطعته إذ كل محب لمن يحبه مطيب. Disobey God. تعصي الإله, disobey God, Allah. وأنت تظهر حبه, and you express and declare that you like Allah, this is impossible. This is impossible. How is possible to say, I love Allah, and why you disobey Him? Why this is impossible? Because whosoever loves any other, he obey Him. It كُلُّ مُحِبٍّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّهُ مُطِيعُ. Whoever loves other, he obey him. If you love your father, you obey him. If you love your wife, you obey him. If you love your son, you obey him. Now, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala introduced to us His love, that we should love Him. So we obey Him. And this is very important for us to know. The best thing and the best element, I can say the foundation and the best base of all obedience and type of worshiping of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is love. Love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A man came from Kufa to Medina to visit Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. All this long journey he walked. When he came to Medina and he reached to Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam's house, his feet and his legs were bloody, injured. He came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and he showed his leg, his feet to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and he told him, "Oh, Yabna Rasulullah, look at me. How, because of your love, I injured myself and I'm bloody and I came from far away to see you." Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam responded him. He said, "Halad din illa al-hub." There is no religion but love. Means the base of religion is love. Halad din but illa al-hub. There is no religion without love. There is no religion without love. Also, a young man, young boy, came to the Prophet and he was standing and looking at the Prophet, peace be upon him. The Prophet came to him and he told him, "Do you love me?" He said, "Yes." Oh, he asked him, "Why do you look at me?" He told him, "Because I love you." The Prophet looked at the people and his companion and he told them, "Please learn from this young boy." And maybe you heard this hadith. A man passed away among the companions of the Prophet. Prophet came to his barrier and he put him himself to his grave and he recited a lot of dua for him and he did a lot of things towards him. After that they asked Prophet, "Why you did such thing to this man?" He said, "Because he loved Imam Ali alayhi salam. Because of love. Because of love." So even the Prophet asked, "Wala ask us, wala as'alukum alayhi ajran illa al-mawaddata fil qurba. Qul la as'alukum alayhi ajra illa al-mawaddata fil qurba. I don't ask you any reward for what I have done, but love of my family, love of my household, love of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, because this love takes you towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala." We have hadith from Musa alayhi salam, and as well, I remember last 2 weeks I told from Dawood alayhi salam. We have from Dawood alayhi salam and from Musa alayhi salam also. This hadith is from Musa. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala address Musa, "Oh Musa, habibni ila ibadi, make my servants love me." Musa alayhi salam asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, "How I can make them to love you?" Allah told him and revealed to him, "Zakirhum na'amani." Mention to him my blessing to him, my ni'mah, my rahmah, whatever I gave to him. So the first stage of going to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is loving of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And how we can love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? We look at ourselves. Whatever we have is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There are a lot of people who wants to have sight, but they don't have it. Who gave it to me? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So, Ilahi, لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيته. Oh my God, I didn't have enough power to move from disobedience to obedience. But by your power, you granted to me. By your love, you granted to me. you awake me, so I'm coming to you and I will get closer and closer to you. After that, we realize that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala purified my heart. I'm very close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I ask Him something else. إلهي انظر إلي نظر ما من ناديته فأجابك واستعملته بمعونتك فأقاءك يا قريبا لا يبعد عن المغتر به ويا جوادا لا يبخل عمن رجا ثوابك إلهي my Lord, look upon me. As the person whom you called and he responded. There are a series and there are a lot of types of relationship between us and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Some types of these relationships are fixed. Nobody can change it. Even Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can't change it. Like, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Khaliq and we are Makhluq. Allah is Creator and we His Creature. This is one type of relationship between us and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nobody can change this relationship. Because Allah is Creator. Even Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can't change it. This is type of relationship between us and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is our Creator. And we are His creature. We can't change this relationship. This is fixed relationship between us and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Oh, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is sustainer. And we are His creature. We can't change this type of relationship. But there are some other types of relationship between us and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala which are not fixed and subject to change. This type of relationship are changeable. It can be changed. This depends and based on your activity, your behavior, and your action. You can change it. As we know, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala look at all His creatures. He look at all of them. But looking at the Prophet is different from looking at the other people. Looking at good people and awliya Allah or Imams alayhi salam is different from looking at us. When you obey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala looks at you, exactly is different from the situation who you disobey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and He looks at you. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala looks at all His creatures. But this type of vision, this type of seeing, has a lot of different levels and stages. Now here we say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Elohim, I know you look at all your servants, you look at all your people. Some type of relationship are fixed, we can't change it. And we obey it. But some type of relationships are not fixed. We can't change. Now, I know. You look at me. But how you look at me? You look at me as looking at good people. I remember once I went to Mecca and I brought some gift for my child. One of my nephew, he came to me and he told me, why you didn't bring for me? You bring for your son three things. You bring for him, brought for him car, airplane, and some dresses. But only you brought for me one car. And that my car is smaller than your son's car. I didn't know what I should tell him. His mother told him that this is his son. And when your father goes to Mecca, he will bring also more for you. Told his mother, no. He should look at me as he looks at his son. This means he should bring for me as he brought for his son. He should not distinguish between me and his son. I didn't have any answer. I said, okay, you are right. And I bought from some shop and I gave it to him. Now we say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, oh my God, look at me as you look at your good people. You look at your parents. You look at your servants. I can't say I'm pious. I can't say I'm your servant. I can't say I'm good man. But I would like you. How you look at those good people, look at me. Sometimes we have in some dua also. We ask Allah Ta'ala, oh my God, I'm not feeling well to do good worship. But whatever you give to worshiper, give to me also. We have in Arafah, dua Arafah, oh my God, whatever you give to those people who are in Imam Hussein alayhi salam shrine in Haram, or who are in Arafat, or who are in Mecca or Medina, whatever you give to them, give to me also. So here we say, Elohi, oh my Lord, look upon me as the person whom called and responded to you. Look at me, that those people, that pious people, whom you helped by using his service and he obeyed you. I'm sure I disobeyed you. I'm sure I'm committing a lot of sin. But I have two aspects. One of my aspects, disobedient, sinner. Second of my aspect, I'm your servant. I'm your creature. So, oh my God, don't look at the first aspect. Look at second aspect. Because we want to draw his attention towards ourselves, we use here three things. First, we say, Ya Qariban. Oh my God, you are very close to me. This is first. Second one, actually, I'm not worthy to get his blessing, to get his mercy. But I use another term and I say, Ya Jawadan. Ya Jawadan. As my nephew told me, oh, you are close to me, this is fair. Second, you have enough money to buy for me also. Why you bought only for your child? You should buy for me. So we say, oh my God, you are not far from me. Ya Qariban. You are very close to me. Secondly, Ya Jawadan. You are generous. By your generosity, you can give me. Nothing happened. You don't have lack of anything. You have everything. You can give it to me, grant it to me. Ya Jawadan. Thirdly, we say, Man Raja Tawaba. I hope that you will give me, you reward me. For instance, now you want to go to some place to visit somebody. Sometimes you will buy something as a gift for him. But if you could get it, you will buy it. If you couldn't get, maybe you will not buy it. But if you know, he is waiting you to give him something. something as a gift. You will buy it. If you don't have enough money, you borrow the money and you will buy it because he hopes that you will give to him. He's expecting you to give him this type of gift. Now here we say to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, oh my God, you are very close to me. Ya Qareeba. Secondly, Ya Jawadan. You are Jawad. You are generous. And thirdly, Man Raja Thawabah. I hope to get your reward, your Thawab, in the day of judgment. So look at me as you look at those people, at, look at the pious, look at the Imams, and I have three things also. You are not far from me, and also I hope you, and you are generous. After that we say, Elohi, now you are looking at me. How, what I want from you? I need three things. Elohi, habli qalban yudnihi min kashawqu wa lisanan yurfa'u ilayka sidqu wa nazaran yuqarribuhu minka haqqu. Oh my God, I'm asking you three things to give to me. Provide me first, because these are the foundation of spirituality, foundation and basis of going to Allah, towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If you have these three things, don't mind anything else. You have everything. And if you lack of these three things, you don't have anything. Although we are in the shape of human beings, but exactly, we are not human beings. What is these three things? First of all, heart. Our heart. Our heart is place of everything. Second one, our tongue. Lisan, our tongue. Third one, our vision. Our vision. Oh my Lord, provide me with a heart, the passion of which may bring it near, which bring me near to you. With a tongue, the truth, by telling truth, is not telling lie. I can mention and recite your dhikr and remember you by my tongue. And also, may submit it to you, and with a vision, the nature of which may bring it close to you. I need three things. One of our ulama, he was sick, and he got a lot of problem in his eyes. So they took him in hospital for operation. The doctor told him, I will do some operation in your eyes, but after that you can't have tear, because I should close your eyes so you can see, but you don't have tear. He said, no, don't do that. I said, why? You will become blind. You can't see after that anything. He said, I need my eyes because of each tear. If I have eyes without tears, I don't need it. I need my eyes because I wanted to cry for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Otherwise, I don't need eyes. I be blind with tears is better than me. I'm not be blind without tears. So, you say to Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, oh my God, I need first of all قلبن یدنیه من تشوقه. One heart with full of love of you. To be full of love of you. This is one. Second, لسانن یرفع الیک صدقه. Tongue which comes to you, it's true. All the time I'm telling true. I should not tell that. وَنَظَرًا يُقَرِّبُهُ مِنْكَ حَقُّهُ. And give me vision which takes me closer to you, which brings me near to you and closer to you. Oh my God. Now you took me away from my first situation, from disobedience to obedience. Now grant me and give me these three things. After that we say, إلهي مَنْ تَعَرَّفَ بِكَ غَيْرُ مَجْهُولٍ وَمَنْ لَاذَ بِكَ غَيْرُ مَخْضُولٍ وَمَنْ أَقْبَلْتَ عَلَيْهِ غَيْرُ مَمْلُولٍ. Drop of water. If you have a drop of water, how long it can remain? Maybe 2 hours? 3 hours? Less or more. But this drop of water, it joins the sea. It will remain forever. Why? Because itself is nothing. But when joins the sea, it will remain forever. Now we are living in this world. We are limited. We don't have anything. Nobody knows us. Who knows me? Who knows me? Nobody. Billions of men are living in this world. I'm nothing. So, oh my God, I want one thing from you. That take me towards yourself. Because you are unlimited. If I join you, I will be also unlimited. Because I join you. You have been known for everybody. If I join you, everybody also knows me. This is first. Second, oh my God, I don't have any shelter for myself. I'm living lonely. Yes, sometimes I'll speak with some people. But if they go, I don't have anybody to speak with him. I don't have anybody to speak with. So, please bring your shelter on my head. I will refuge to you. So, take me with you. At that time, I will not feel lonely. I feel I'm with somebody. I feel I'm not alone. وَمَنْ أَقْبَلْتَ عَلَيْهِ غَيْرُ مَمْلُولٍ. Oh my God. To whomsoever you came, he will not lose. He has everything. Because you are with him. In this world, we have a lot of people. But exactly. Do we live in this world alone or not? Yes, we live alone. Nobody looks after me. Nobody likes me. Whoever wants me, he wants me for himself. So I'm feeling that I'm alone. Oh my God. Take me towards you. I would like to join you. If I join you, I will be known for everybody. Everybody knows me. Everybody respects me. And I'm not feeling alone. Please. I swear by God. Those people who have God. Those people who have Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They are feeling better. Although they have nothing material from this world. Although they are sleeping empty stomach. Their life is far better than those people who have everything, billion pounds, but they don't have God. Look at their life. All the time, they have a lot of problem in their life. So we should thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because He gave Himself to ourselves and He filled our hearts by His love. Assalamu alaikum.
Sheikh, the last point you made, sometimes we feel that to come nearer to Allah we have to sacrifice the material world. And what you're saying, this is not a sacrifice. You don't have to leave the material world to reach Allah, but when you reach Allah, then you leave the material world because you want to do that. Is that what you're saying?
No. We don't need to leave material world and go to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Once one of our ulama, Ayatullah al-Naraqi, the author of Jami' al-Sa'adat, which is in ethics, the best book in ethics is this book. He wrote ethics and he was pious. He was Arif. At the same time, he was rich man. A man, poor man, which he called his name Darwish. I don't know, you know, these people who are... Yeah, Darwish, you know. Came to his house. When he looked at his house, it has a very big house. Good house. And he realized that he's rich man, Ayatollah. And he has a lot of property. So he told him, oh, you advise people to be pious, you advise people to be zahid, you advise people to reach to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, while you have very good house, you are wearing very good dress, you have a lot of land, you have a lot of property, started to complain against him. But how he can answer this poor man? He can't realize the answer of him. He waited. He wanted to answer him by his action. After some time, he told him, are you ready to go to Mashhad? He said, oh, I left my hat in my house. I don't know where is it. Maybe on the rain. So I should take it off. And I wash my dress and I hang it in the yard. So maybe it's rain. I should go and take it off. But at that time, Ayatollah took his abaya and said, let's go. Said, no, I should go to my home, I should take so and so and so. He told him, please, having property is not bad, but attaching to it is bad. You have nothing, but you attach to that thing, which you have it, only your heart. I have a lot, but I'm not attached to it. If our property, our word prevents us to reach to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is bad. But sometimes this helps us to reach to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I'm asking you, this man doesn't have money to go to ziyarah. And this man has money to go to ziyarah. And he will go to ziyarah, he can't go to ziyarah. Do you think both of them are the same? No. He will get a lot of rewards from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because he goes to ziyarah. This man doesn't have money to pay for building of mosque or something else to help people. But this one helps a lot of people. Although he has a lot of money. Which of them is near to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? امام باقر علیه السلام had a lot of things. Sometimes saw this darwish came to him and criticized him. Imam alayhi salam told him that having things is not bad. The bad is to be attached to it and prevent you to go towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And as you know, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wa salam, he was selling sometime his property, his garden. This means he had a lot. And he had a lot of garden, he had a lot of property, but never prevented him from going towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I think if we could have property, this is very good. I remember one of my friends is the owner of factory. He's a very rich man. Never he needs anything. Never he needs to work. He's an old man. Maybe more than 70 years old. But every day he goes to work, and some people, day and night he works. Some people think that because of getting money he works. Once he told me, I swear by God, if I sit in my home, I would get more than that what I get. But now at the moment, I have thousands of workers and staff in my company. Because thousands of people through me are getting job and salary. I can close down my company and I rent it and I will get a lot more than what I'm getting now. Because now our income is bad, our situation is bad. If I rent it to some other people, I will rest and my income exactly will be more. Because now I should pay insurance for them, I should pay so and so and so for these people. And sometime in the end of the year, I don't have anything for a fee. But because I want these people to get their salary and to get a job. Is it good or bad? Is that good? You created a certain factory or company in which thousands of people getting their food through you. As Allah is sustainer, you are also sustainer of these people. This is very good. Because of that we have in a lot of riwayah, a lot of hadith, those people who are working, their work, their action is more valuable than worshipping of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because this is some types of worship. So this month also is month of Rajab. Everybody should pray for us. Best thing in month of Rajab is al-istighfar. Every day 70 times. Every day 70 times you say astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. This is best thing in month of Rajab, which we can do. And also, we have Umrah, do you know Umrah is mustahab. But Umrah is mustahab in Rajab. Okay. Yes, it's good. But the special in Rajab. As ziyarah of Imam Raba alayhi salam also special in Rajab. We have special ziyarah in Rajab. And we have special Umrah only for Rajab. The reward and thawab of Umrah in Rajab is more than Umrah in another month. So if we can go to Umrah, we should say to Allah, whatever you give to those people who are going for Umrah, give to us.